Time wants to speak.
Well, okay, let's try to clarify what we were doing yesterday. First of all, at the outset, you have to understand there's a limitation to what I'm saying. I'm not giving a reason why it has to be this way. Right? I'm just trying to explain why it can be this way. Okay? And it's machlokas if it's mixed yom or the whole of the yom. Just trying to explain that why is this type of now I was trying to explain what type of an idea is it? What type of a thing are we doing here that admits to such a an idea of mixas is kukulo? Of course, you said normally by shiurim you don't say part of the shiur is kukulo, right? You only say by qualities of the thing. But this seems to be a shiur. So why over here? In this shiur, does it admit to a mixas kahulo? Right? So we were trying to say yesterday that it has to do with the idea of a shiur of time. The shiur of time is a little different than other shiur. That's the approach we were taking. A shiur and a chepta an entity has a magnitude. An object has a magnitude. There's no such thing as an object without a magnitude. In the world in the gross world. So then shiur is telling you how big that magnitude is, or the size of it, how much. It's defining the magnitude, right? It's defining the magnitude. But the object has the magnitude. And the shiur is telling you the required magnitude. But we were saying time is not like that. Time is not like that. An activity doesn't have the activity is the activity and it exists through events, but they don't add up into one entity. Now, as if I have a mikvah and I take 40 saw of water, so each saw that I add becomes one unit, one entity of mayim with a shear of 40 saw. It's a physical thing. It has a right. But time is not like that. You can't look at time like that. If I have a rock, I could say how long has it existed. But that's just a question of what has how many events has it been here for. But it's not really a thing that it doesn't add up its years and collect them in a big pot. And have many years. It doesn't have many years. Not something that is a quality in the thing.
Where does it exist?
Where does it exist?
It is 100 years old. Right?
It is 100 years old. Yeah, so that just means to say that it's been here, right? It's existed for a certain number of events. When you say years, you mean solar cycles, right? So for that's all you mean. But for the sun has gone full circle 100 times while this thing has been here.
But I mean, let's say that
right?
That's an amount of time, right? Even if
time in the object. There's magnitude in an object, but there's no time in an object. And that's indisputable. There's no such thing as time in an object, right? You can't save up your time and use it later.
You can't do that by magnitude either.
Well, you have the magnitude. If you have the magnitude, you have the magnitude. You know, if a thing has 100 years, what does that mean? It doesn't have it in any sense. Just saying.
That's how you say it in
Spanish. Is that what, you have years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just... It's beyond obvious. Right? It's beyond obvious. Yeah. But I my point is not to get into not a philosophical discussion of time. But I'm just trying to show you that the way you measure magnitude, you can't just carry over the way you measure magnitude to the way you measure time. It's just not the same phenomenon at all. And any notions we have about how we measure magnitudes can't really help us in how we measure time. So when we asked, well, if you were measuring 40 saw, you wouldn't say 39 and the most and a little bit of the 40th. So why do you say it over here? Because it's a totally different kind of a measuring system. That's all we really need to say right now, right? It's not that you can't ask the question. It's just not a good question, because the question is based on the assumption that they're the same. And if I wouldn't do something here, and they're the same, I shouldn't do it over there. The question is not, so the question falls away. That doesn't mean that we don't have to explain the logic of it, but the question falls away. Okay? So let me give you an example. Let's say you hired a worker for 30 days. Right? You hired the worker for 30 days. If he comes in the 30th day and swings the hammer for 1 hour and leaves, you wouldn't be happy. So you broke the deal. So why? What's the difference? See, by a worker, we're not measuring his time. It's really a measure of his output. In other words, if I hire somebody to work, so there's a certain output that I need, a certain product. See, in truth, what's confusing is most of the time we measure things by their effect. Right? That's the way we usually measure something. Say, what's the shear of Hotzah on Shabbos? What's the shear of Bona on Shabbos? What's the shear of Ofa on Shabbos? We measure things by the effect. Right? We measure things because normally there's a product in a Maisa. A Maisa has a product. So in fact, there are two ways to hire a worker. Right? You can hire a worker for a job. That's called kablanus. Right? Fix my car. Right?
And then when he's done.
So you're really just hiring him defined by a certain product. Contractor, build a house. So you're hiring him for a shear defined by a specific product. Okay? That's a kablanus. But I can hire somebody for the products of a day. You know what I mean? That's a day laborer. I'm not hiring him because I want his time in any sense. I'm hiring him because I want his product. The only thing is, I can quantify, I can define the product in specific, or I can quantify it by a, or I can quantify it by a zman. The day, he's a day laborer. I'm hiring him for the a day's worth of output. That's what I'm hiring him for, right? So then, if I say I want you for so I'm using days as a unit of defining the amount of labor I'm allowed, the amount of output I can demand of him, the amount of product I can demand of him, right? But it's still, so then if I say 30 days, I mean to say 30, each day is a unit. I'm making units of his labor. So they're really 30 units of the labor. So of course, if that's the case, I'd say I want you for 30 days. So each day is a unit of his labor, right? You couldn't say the 30th day, I'll just take a few minutes of it, right? Because I'm buying, I'm hiring, I'm paying for output, labor, right? And I'm quantifying it by days, quantifying it by the amount of labor he can perform from Olos HaShachar Tol Tzeis HaGavavim. Right? Isn't that what the pasuk calls it? From the morning till the night. Yeah. It's really units of labor. It's really units of labor. See, but over here, by the Nazir, or by the Ovel, you can't really view it in those terms. It's a totally different idea. You can't really view it in those terms. There's no product that there's no product to speak of. It's not a product. It's not a product. It's just the activity without any product. Right? So it's just how long does he do this for? How long does he do this for? You don't really look at it in units of days. So I'm trying to. It's not units of days, really. It's the duration of the nihug. Right? It's how long is he knowing this for? Right? So the yamim are not the now we're saying it like this. We're saying how long is the nazir? How long is he noeg? How long is the avil noeg? So we need to find a. There's nothing to measure it within. There's no measure within itself. By the labor, there's really a thing that he's doing. He's producing. Right. But here you're just measuring the time of him. Here you're just measuring the duration of the activity itself. So we have to have. There's no intrinsic. Can't have like a kablanus over here. No, there's no idea like that. We just have to find a way of quantifying how long he's noeg for. So we're going to use. So we say we're going to use yomim. We're going to use yomim just to quantify the duration of his niyug, but there's no idea that the yomim are yimei. It's not 30 days of produce. No, by the labor, it's 30 units. Here, it's not 30 units. You can't really look at it as 30 units because it's one continuous. It's really a continuous thing. We just have to have a duration of it. It's a duration of it. So we say the yamim will be the duration. But there's two ways you can look at this. Two ways you can use the. There's two ways to understand that the yamim are the duration. So mixes hayom kukulo is like Rabbi Nachmanal says. He says he has to be noheg avelus for a minyan yamim. The niyag avelus is what he's doing, right? And the yamim, we're going to use yamim as the shear of how long he's doing it, okay? But since there's no idea, it's not an idea of an avelus of a yom or of a nazirus of a yom. It's nazirus or avelus. We're just using the yomim as an artificial way of delineating the span. You understand? When a laborer works for a day, it's not an arbitrary thing. There's an output of a day that he has. There's a day's product. You understand? So I'm quantifying his produce. I'm quantifying the product, the labor. But by the nazir, it's not like that. His activity is just a constant. His niyug is constant. It just needs to have a beginning and an end. It just needs to be a way to quantify it. You know what I mean? We're not trying. When I say 30 days of nazirus, it's not like each day of Nazirus makes something, and I need 30 of those things that the Nazir makes, right? 30 bricks. Then if I needed 30 bricks, then of course, I'd say you need the 30th day. You know what I mean? It's not like that at all. The Nazir is not, that's what I'm saying. It's a measure, it's really a measure of, it's purely a measure of, it's purely a duration question. By a laborer, it's not really a duration question. It's really quantifying the amount of a certain amount of labor.
You don't have a full duration of the full 30 days.
Oh, but since all I need is the days as a method of duration, so then you can say that then you can say like this, that it just means what's the duration of the Nazirus and Minyan of Yomim. There's no reason to take the Yomim as full days. Yeah. But it is the duration too. In other words, it really is the duration. The duration is the Minyan HaYomim. Okay?
There's no absolute.
There's no absolute. The duration is the Minyan HaYomim. That's why that's the way Abishol held. Said that we're only using Yomim like a tool. The Yomim are like a tool. If I use Yomim, if I relate to Yomim like a Kedusha, right, like the Kedusha Sayom, then the whole day has that Kedusha. So you couldn't say, by Shabbos, say Mixes Yom Kehulo, right? Or like Rindy said yesterday, when we count the Omer, we count the beginning of the day. Why? Because there really are entities of Yomim that we're counting. The Omer is like the opposite kind of a thing.
Like
the days exist, and when the day enters, we want to count it, right? Over here, it's really like it's almost the opposite. The Niyug exists, right? The Niyug exists, and I need to mark it by days. So we say days of counting, days of marking duration. Go by the morning, because when I use a day as a marker, then I use the yom of the day as the marker. Okay, but when I'm counting the day, I count it from when it enters. Okay, when I'm counting the day itself as itself, right?
And why do you need to wait till the
that has gzeiras hakasuf? That he just learns gzeiras hakasuf from. From the Gemara Megillah. There's no intrinsic reason why it has to be that way. I mean, some Rishonim do hold Mixas HaLaila is good too. But that's what he's saying over here. He's saying, I'm just using the Yomim as a tool. So there's no reason there's no reason that I have to be Noeg the entire day. To be Noeg the entire day, as if the day was the quantity, if the day was like the substance. See, now I'm trying to get. Let me get back to the original. Let me try to answer the original question succinctly now. Not really adding much to what I was saying yesterday. So when you're measuring quantity, right? When you're measuring a magnitude in a quantity, so you need the full. You're looking for an entity that has a certain magnitude, so you can't shortchange the thing. Okay, so that type of shiurim, if I say that the shiur is a kezias, it means I need in the substance the magnitude of kezias. You can't say rubu kukulu or mixus kukulu. Okay, but over here, when I'm using the activity is really the nihug. Okay, and I'm using yomim as a shear of the duration of the thing. Okay, I'm not saying I need nazirus on 30 days. Yeah, I mean, if I needed nazirus on 30 days, if I needed 30 days, 30 complete days, huh?
You don't need like a 30-day worth of nazirus.
You don't need 30 days worth of nazirus. That would be saying that would be like units. That would be like units. It's one continuous event of Naziris that is marked, that is timed by events, by the events of the Yomim. Okay. So once I'm using the Yomim just as events that are extraneous from the Niyug itself, then I can say even part of it is considered the occurrence. You understand? What I was trying to show you yesterday is that you have to separate out that you just it's not like a Kedusha Sayom. Right? It's not like a Kedusha Sayom. The Naziris of the Shiva doesn't set up a Kedusha Sayom. The activity, in other words, Kedusha Sayom means the activity is defined by the day. Right? Kedusha Sayom is that the activity is defined by the day. You can't keep Shabbos on Sunday. Right? It's defined by the day. The day is a different quality to it. The Naziris and the Avelis don't, when I was saying, is not like that. There's a certain duration of the activity, okay, but we need a way of timing it. So we use the Yomim accidentally as a method of timing it, but it's just a tool. The Yomim are just a tool. You understand? So as a tool, I can say, what do I mean? Now I can have machlokas. What do I mean when I'm using the yomim as a tool of measuring the duration of this activity? Do I mean it's the minyan hayomim or the yomim atzmam? Okay, you could have machlokas. Is it the minyan hayomim? Right? Is it the minyan hayomim? Is it avelus? Is it avelus or nazirus that occurred on 30 days, right? Is it just the minyan, or is it the yomim, or is it the yomim themselves?
So the tool happens to be the yomim themselves.
You can make the tool any way you want. That's what I'm saying. It's somewhat arbitrary on how you define the measuring mechanism. All I'm saying is that the yomim are a measuring mechanism of an event that is not of another event. But you can use the yomim as a measuring mechanism in two ways. Either in terms of the occurrence of the yomim, the minyan hayomim, or the substance of the yomim themselves. If you can use the substance of the yomim, then it has to be the shleima. If you're just going to use the minyan hayomim, then as long as the yom is all the minyan, then my measure has been completed. But the point I'm trying to make, I mean, this if this concept makes sense, if you understand, let me just try to expand one more time on this. Maybe I'm gonna go off the deep end on this one, but
don't warn us ahead of time.
It seems to me like this, that it's when the guy is, let's say, he's a nazir, so are there days of Naziris? Are there days of Naziris? That is when the first day of the Nazir, when the first day of Naziris stops, and the second day starts, and the third day, and the fourth day, and so on and so forth. Is something new happening? Is something new happening?
Point to both sides now.
Point to both sides.
No.
Is there something new happening? So I'm saying no. Saying no. Saying he's not a Nazir. His Naziris is an undifferentiated, continuous thing.
But there's no such thing as a first day Nazir or a 29th day Nazir.
No, right. His Naziris is an undifferentiated, continuous thing. But it has to be timed. It has to be timed. You know what I'm saying?
How does it burn on the second side?
Because he's just using the goof of the day as the timing mechanism. When the day goes out, that's when his Naziris is over. When this day is gone, then his Naziris is over. But it's not that it's not days of Naziris. It's just Naziris. Naziris is the same. That's what I was trying to say yesterday. Naziris doesn't rise in the morning as a Nazir and set in the afternoon as in the evening as a Nazir. The sun does things like that. People, you know what I mean? He's just a Nazir. He's just a Nazir. The guy was in a box and didn't know anything about any time or anything. He's just a Nazir. He's just a continuous Nazir. The only thing is, it's like a content. It's Days are discrete entities. That's what I'm trying to. Days are discrete entities. He's not a nazir. He's not a nazir of a day times 30. You know what I mean? He doesn't repeat the nazirus 30 times.
He's just a nazir.
He's just a nazir.
That's him.
That's him. That's him. Now, how long does he continue to be a nazir? Well, we have a mechanism of counting. We have a mechanism of counting a shear of zman.
But that's mitaras nazirus, not mitaras. He's not changing in that. He's
not changing. Vayomer Elokim yehi ma'oros birkiyah hashamayim lahavdil bein hayom uvein halayla vayu le'osos ulamoedim ulayamim v'shanim. It's a mechanism of time. It's a mechanism of counting time. Right? It's a mechanism, that's what we use them as, a mechanism of counting time. Now, as you should know, though, that in Torah in general, there are no absolute times. Right? We're very conditioned to think in absolute times. An hour, 2 hours. But I don't think in halacha you have that, really.
100 shifts.
But even just, even sha'os zmanios, right? So you have 3 hours to say Shema. Doesn't mean 180 minutes. Depends. If you're if you're very north of the equator in the summertime, it could be who knows what, right? It means you take the event of the day and you divide it, But it's based on the event of day. Or most shiurim in the Gemara are given in terms of milin, right? A lot of shiurim. Now, what's the shiur? A mil. How long do you have to salt meat for? A mil. Time it takes to walk a mil. Right? Or else you have like a hefsik. What's a hefsik? A hefsik is the shiur it takes to ligmor sakol. Right? Ligmar Sakol is hafsik. Hafsik of Zman. Right? It's, what's the shear that you become Tame if you go into a, what's the din over there? I think by the Ohel. It says, yeah, it's the shear of eating a kibetza. Right? For a certain thing, I don't remember exactly the case. There's a certain, how much time is it? The time it would take to eat a kibetza. It's not based on an absolute, right? Yeah. So as long as you know it, so when you know it on the 30th day, however long that niyug is, that niyug is considered ola l'minyan shloshim. You can be knowing for longer. You can be knowing for as long as you want. But that's a niyug of the minyan of shloshim. You have to have the niyug of a minyan of shloshim. You don't have to break the niyug, apparently doesn't get stopped and broken in the middle. That's why you can continue sitting there. Okay. Okay. So now we have what? But the reason why I'm saying that it's one uniform mice of Naziris that's marked by time, the reason is because if you're going to say it's Naziris, if you're going to say each day is a unit, like a day laborer, and you need 30 of those units, then you're really going to be stuck in the end of Mixes Yom Kulo. You know what I mean? So I'm saying it's totally on that, in my mind. It's totally on viewing it not as units. A day laborer is units. So then, every unit is its own thing. And you never say on one unit, part of the unit is the unit. Right? In other words, if it's units of Naziris, then it's impossible. But if it's one undifferentiated duration of Naziris, but it just has to have a beginning and an end, so then we take something familiar and we make it the clock mechanism. Basically, the yamim as a clock mechanism, not the yamim as a substance of days. Not a yamim as a substance. It's yamim as a clock mechanism. In other words, if you say shleimim, then you're really saying that it's the that you're going to use, right? Like Matt's saying, it's the passing of the day. But it means to say you're going to take the duration of something else and use that as the duration of your thing. You know what I mean? You're going to use the duration of the yom as the duration of your event. Now, since the point is that your event has no intrinsic duration, Naziris has no intrinsic duration, right? So where do you get duration from? You know what I'm saying? So either you're going to count it out, you're just going to use another mechanism, just as a counting, or you're going to borrow the duration of the yomim themselves. You know what I mean? That's shleimim. But give duration to something that doesn't have it intrinsically. You're trying to give duration to the Naziris. That doesn't have, you're trying to impose an artificial duration on the thing. Because Naziris would just go forever. It could just go forever. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says, why do you bring a carbon chattas? Because he should continue. It's bad that he's stopping. He should always be like this. Okay, so what happens on the seventh according to Abishol then? So it's interesting. Rashi says it in two different ways. You see the Rashi in Yud Zayin and Rashi in Yud Tes describes the old Lakan in different ways. See, on Yud Zayin, Rashi is simpler. He just says, Savar ka Abishol, the Yom Shvi Ol Lakan Lakan. What does it mean? L'shiva u'l'shloshim. All it means is that the day of the seventh has two qualities on it. Right? The seventh day has two qualities on it. The morning of it has the quality of the end of Shiva, and the afternoon has the quality of Shloshim. Right? So, naturally, once Shiva ends, Shloshim begins. So since the period of Shiva has come to a close, right? So now since the niyug of Shiva has come to a close, the shame ovel has come to a close. So now the nihugim of the extension begin, right? But on Yud Tes on the days, Rashi says it much more literally, right? He says Yom Shiva Ola Lakan Lakan Dechoshev Nami Shmini. It's also considered the eighth day. Right, and he said he repeats it. Kevin Shamdu Menachem Etzlo Haynu Biyom Shvi Kaman Kabashol Omar Ola Lekan Lekan the Choshev Nami Shmini Did Mevatim Yegzir Shloshim. Right, so that raises the problem of the count now. So what do you count the next day as? Is the next day Shmini? Is next day Chi?
Well, if it's a Shmini, wouldn't it have to?
It would seem logical, right?
We agree on that.
The only thing is, what about this next Rashi? Umodim hein la'aba shol. I want you to read this carefully. Umodim hein la'aba shol. Biyom shloshim l'kfuras meso. They're moda. The chachamim don't hold for mixus yom kukulo. Right? On the shvi. Right? But yet he's saying they're moda to aba shol when... When? On the 30th day from the Kvura, their mode to Abba Shaul, the Mutter Legaleach. Okay? So I think I saw someone be Medayag over here, that Rashi saying that Abba Shaul, their mode to Abba Shaul. But what does Abba Shaul hold? It was their mode to Abba Shaul. That on the 30th day from the Kvura, you can shave. But that implies that's what Abba Shaul holds. If Abba Shaul held on the 29th day from the Kvura, you could shave, you wouldn't really be able to say there moda to him that on the 30th day, you can shave. He doesn't hold that way. Rashi could have said there moda to him that with regard to Shloshim Yom Kippur, but he doesn't. He specifically says they're moda to him on the 30th day from the Kvura that you can shave. Meaning that's what he holds. Meaning somehow you got an extra day in there. See, it's a question.
You mean because since the 7th counts as the 8th also, so then it really should be, Abba Shaul should really hold the 9th.
That's the question, right? Does Abba Shaul hold, you mean, does Abba Shaul hold, like Rabbeinu Yom Tov says in the Tosfos? He says, Rabbeinu Yom Tov, right? He says, Kevin de Kaimala mixes Yom Shiva Kikulo vol Lakan Lakan. Mixes Yom Kukul of Yochel Galeach Yom Esrim V'Tisha. That's where Rabbeinu Yom Tov holds on the Tosfos Osio. That come the 29th day, now you're already on day 30. Because since day 7 counted as day 8 as well, so then really 29 astronomical days from the Kvura, you'll really be at your count of Shloshim. Right? Says Ubatosvos Harav Lo Pirish came. The Lord Minan She Yom Shiva Lishne Yom Lin Shloshim Yom. So, but how do you avoid it? I mean, how do you avoid it? That's the problem. If you're really going to say the Yom Shvi, if you're going to say on the end of the Shvi, like Rashi, that Shmini starts, so seems sort of locked into ending on the 29th day. Yeah. Right, I mean, you have to say something like that. It's interesting, the Rush has an interesting thing in Nazir. You have still the Nazir there? The Rush raises the question also in Nazir, on Tezvav and Vez. That's right. So he says like this, he says, there's no Kasha. He raises the question, why don't you only go 29 days? So he says, there's no Kasha. He says, because since the Gemara here says that Shloshim is based on Nazir, and Nazir is 30 days, if you're going to say the seventh day is all lakan lakan in terms of the minyan, it'll never be like nazir. Yeah. And therefore, it doesn't make sense. Can't say we're going to bait. We want it to be 30 days because we want it to be like nazir. No, and then say on the 29th day you can shave. Then it's not like nazir. Mm-hmm. But still, how do they accomplish that? If it's still just a din of counting 30 days, see, by the Nazir case, someone mentioned the other day, right? Stauber mentioned the other day that if you have two Naziris back to back, right? So then you do say the last day of the first Naziris is the beginning of the second. Is that what you said? The last day of the first Naziris is the beginning of the second Naziris. So what's the difference? What's the difference? If you have two Naziris back to back, right? If you have back to back Naziris, so on the 30th day you can shave for the first one. Right, and then that's day one. Right, so then it comes out that it's both day 30 and 31 in a certain sense. So on day 59 you can shave for the second one. So you do see when you have two entities back to back, you do say that the one ends and the second one begins. Right. So what are you going to say over here by the Shiva? That the Shiva is, I mean, that's apparently where Rabbeinu Yom Tov held, right? That it's two separate. It's two separate identities. Two separate entities. Shloshim is two separate entities. It's Shiva, and then the 23 days, right? See, the Rush says carefully over there. He says you'll never have 30 days if you're going to count like this, right? Why does he say you'll never have 30 days if you count like this? Because there are plenty of times where you don't really have 30 days in halacha, right? For instance, if someone buries his mace on Erev Sukkos, so then he gets 7 days for Erev Sukkos, 7 days for Sukkos, 7 more days for Shmini Atzeres, right? And then he only has 9 days. So in reality, how many days from the Kvura will it be? It'll be 17 days from the Kvura. Right? So what's the difference? How come you can count Shmini Atzeres as 7 days? That doesn't bother anybody. What's the difference between counting Shemini Atzeres as 7 days and saying I got to 30, and counting the seventh day as 2 days? I mean, you can't say we won't let you count Mitnick. We can't say we won't let you count Funny, right? So we're admitting to this. We're admitting to counting multiple counts on a day. So why is this day so impossible? What's the difference? How come we can count Shemini Atzeres as 7 days of Shiva, But this one we can't count as two. Practically there. But Noah's definitively, what's the difference between the seventh day counting as the seventh and the eighth, and Shmini Atzeres is counting as 7 days? Is there definitively, is there a difference between those two things? Where we can allow one and disallow another and be consistent? See, apparently it's not a problem to say that we'll count one day as many. Okay? But what won't we do? We won't count the same day twice. The difference between counting the same day twice and saying this day's count is seven. Right? Is that what you're getting at? In other words, if there's a minyan hayomim, if shloshim is a minyan hayomim, right, that's consecutive. So in counting a consecutive order, you can't count the same cheftza twice. That destroys the whole concept of counting. But I can say how do I count this day? In other words, when it's Shmini Atzeres, I'm not counting it seven times. I'm counting it once. The only thing is, it's like a more dense day. Right? It's like a $5 bill instead of a $1 bill. Right? So its singular count is seven. I'm not on Shmini Atzeres saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm not recounting the day seven times. Right? I'm not counting it seven times under different frameworks. Right? I'm saying that's its count. That is its count. Strange as that may be, that is its count. That we can do. I'm only counting it once, but it has a value of 7 days, correct. But the seventh day, if I would count it seven and then count it as eight, saying then you're being Mona that one day twice in the same series. See, two Nazir is not a problem because it's the conclusion of one series and the beginning of the next series. Right? Because
if you start any other activity on that day, then it would be the end of this.
There's no problem for one to another count entirely. Correct. But in one count, you can't double count something.
Right.
Right. So what does Rashi mean that it's eight?
I mean,
I think what Mitnick is saying here means it has the identity of eight, but not the minion of eight.
Right. Shloshim has been foul.
I have to think about that. But.
What identity is there other than the minion, according to this?
Right.
Nihug. That's not eight. There's no nihug is not.
It's like a descriptive eight.
No. It's exactly. It's not eight. Oh. It's descriptive. In other words, eight and so forth.
Yeah. Then
what's
the whole point of the explanation?
It's Ola Lakan Ulakan. I mean, what Minnick is saying, you have to say the eighth day has arrived, but you already did a count today. You simply can't count it. You can't count it until the next day.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
So what's the next day? Nine that you're counting as eight.
Why don't you just count every day in one day?
The count of eight didn't come yet.
Over there. Right, let's see if we can define this machlokes a little better with the Rabbeinu Yom Tov and all the other shittas.